This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey kids, this is Generation Next. You're joined with Dylan Tim. It's currently 4 minutes past seven. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
That's good.
Oh, we have another exciting show on for your auditory pleasures. We have a fantastic interview with Chris Teagle. I think I have a bit of a crush on this guy just because of his mind. I was reading the press release and I'm like, I think we need to get married.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he's the youth premier of the Youth Parliament, which is pretty exciting. We're going to be chatting to him at 20 past.
Yes.
That's fun.
We've also got some awesome songs lined up.
We do.
Yeah. Bit of a good show, bit of a mixed bag. Tim, what's been happening?
Not a lot. I'm on school holidays now, which is pretty exciting. So bring on the sleep-ins. But yeah, not a whole lot. Just been relaxing at home, playing with my cat.
Oh, nice. Bit of cat play is not too bad. My cat's turned into this big fat sook. It's really annoying. Like anything, and he'll just like bolt under the bed.
Ooh. Maybe you scarred him somehow.
Oh, I don't know. I have that effect on people. We've got some queer questions also tonight. And if you'd like to text in any of your queer questions, feel free to do so on 0427 Joy, or for those with a smartphone, 569-949. Or you can send us an email on onair@joy.org.au, or give our lovely receptionist a call on 1300-JOY-949.
Absolutely. Make sure you hit us up on social networks as well, and you can find links to our profiles, I suppose, on joy.org.au.
That is correct. Do you want to kick off the first quick question?
Sure, if I can find them.
We've had a lot. We do.
It's pretty good. We've been getting a solid response from
thanks, guys.
Hi, Generation Next. I've been listening to your show for a few weeks now, and I think you're doing great. I think my teenage daughter is a lesbian, and I'm not sure how to make her feel comfortable enough to come out. Any ideas? And that was from Brett.
Brett, I don't think you can really... It happens when I guess your daughter's ready. You can't really force her to come out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think just if anything, just be accommodating. I don't know if one thing that I found when I was coming out, like when everyone uses "that's gay" as a derogatory for anything, that kind of makes you feel a little bit less likely to come out, and kind of makes you feel like there's something wrong with you.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I reckon just make sure that they know that you love them. And that you'll always be there for them. I mean, you can always drop subtle hints that you sort of know. I mean, my mum does it all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how my mum didn't realise. I think she might have been headless for a few years of my teenage life. Question number... Oh, so Brett, if you are satisfied with your answer, send us a message. Or if you want to know another question, message us. Question number two. Dear Gen Next, I really want to come out, but I'm scared it will affect my time at school. I currently play footy, and I'm terrified that if I come out, I won't be able to play anymore. Oh, that's really sad. What should I do, Andy?
I reckon that's a really tough one, because I reckon the sports culture is sort of a hard one to get into if you're gay.
Absolutely.
I think it sort of depends from what area you come from and what school you sort of go to. Because I know that the school that I go to, which I probably won't say unless we've got a few stalkers listening.
But you don't want to mention that. A bit of privacy.
But I know that a lot of the sports guys there, some of them are actually really quite nice, and they haven't really made a big issue out of kids at my school being openly gay and stuff like that. So I reckon it sort of depends on the sort of the school that you go to and how you sort of gauge that whole response to... being gay, I suppose, but I don't know. It's a tough one.
Well, Andy, I think if you do honestly want to come out and you think it might affect you, maybe you could take that as use your position as a stepping stone to kind of, I guess, dissolve some barriers. And I'd say come out of the closet and show that, you know, there's no such thing as a gay stereotype. So
absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's about time for a song. Tim, what's the first on the playlist for tonight?
I think the first song up is Hang Me Out to Dry by Coldwar Kids.
Oh, very good song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You're listening to Generation Next. This is Joy 94.9. You're listening to Generation Next with Tim and Dylan, who is me. We did get a text in from Shane saying, hi, Tim and Dylan. Tuned into your show on the way home. Am so impressed. Thanks, Shane. We're pretty impressive. You're doing a great job, and I'm proud to support Joey as a member and a donor. Well, thanks, Shane.
That's wonderful.
Moving forward, we do have the a fantastic guest today. We've got Christian Teagle, who is calling upon Victorians to support their local youths and all their causes because... there's young Victorians in Youth Parliament this week.
Yeah, absolutely. They're debating some really cool policies that I think probably should get a lot more attention than it already is at the moment.
That's very true. Do we have Chris here with us now?
Can you hear me, guys?
Oh, we definitely can hear you, Chris. How are you today?
It's just been a phenomenal day, and it's tiring, but I feel so amazing after today.
Chris, first of all, pat on your back. This is a great initiative. When did you get involved in this?
So basically I was approached by my university to take part in the YMCA Youth Parliament program. So the program is, of course, run by YMCA, and basically 115 people this year from all around Victoria are representing causes that are close to their hearts, and we're able to just storm through Parliament and really represent that.
Chris, was that them in the background cheering? We heard.
It actually is. I'm in the room next door. So.
That's fantastic.
So, what issues will the Youth Parliament be addressing, and what bills will you guys be introducing to the floor of the Parliament?
Yeah, so there's some major things. Swinburne's team, which is the team I'm part of, actually introduced the bill today, which is the sexuality education, and that also involves sex ed, and. On a wider, much bigger scale, was a matter of public importance, which we sent out some surveys out to everyone, and it's also on your Facebook. And it ended up being the issue of marriage equality and same-sex marriage, and everybody in Parliament today debated on that, and I'm so thrilled and so proud to say that in my chamber, in the lower house, we were it's full unanimous support for legalising same-sex marriage.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
It was awesome.
That is amazing, Chris. So, look, today, if I'm not mistaken, today was day one.
Yes.
Yeah. What was discussed? What has been discussed so far? Like, what's going on in the behind those closed doors?
Yeah. So there's a range of topics coming out from each of the teams from everywhere. So ours, of course, was the sexuality education. Some other ones were, like, increasing the amount... fixing up teachers, so I'm giving mental health training for teachers in the classroom so they're able to deal with issues. As well as that, we also looked at lowering the voting age. So that was in the chamber. So it's pretty interesting stuff, and there's a really wide range of things. Another one that Melbourne Uni team did was actually legalising cannabis.
Oh, okay.
So unfortunately, that one didn't quite make it through, unfortunately, in the voting. But as you can see, there's such a huge range of topics that have been discussed.
Yeah, absolutely. Tackling education reforms is never an easy task, but what's it like trying to set up a dialogue and change education, specifically sex ed?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it's definitely something identified that is lacking, and in our particular research that we did, most people agree that the standard is fairly poor and there could be a lot of improvement to be made, and things were, you know, the practicality of it, like, is it consistent between schools? And I asked all our young people, and they said, you know, I asked one school and it was completely different to another school, and the coverage just varies so much. So we thought it was a really important issue, and considering that there are people out there who are going to be at risk, who are going to be you know, facing these decisions that they have to make and giving them the right grounding for that is really important.
Absolutely. That's very true. Chris, do you think with the current government and political parties, do you think that they value the importance of reformatting sex ed?
Yeah, well, with our program, we're not really in tune with the political parties, so we're very apolitical. But in regards to what, you know, the government is delivering, from each side, it's very different on how they approach it. And there really hasn't been that much investigation into it. And I was actually speaking to my local member, and, you know, she was really fascinated by it. And she's currently in the present Victorian government, and she's still trying to figure out ways how to approach it. And it's a question on all the politicians' minds. And I think with this bill, hopefully we can give them some direction to take it into the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you reckon you could stay on the line for a few minutes whilst we go to a song?
Yeah.
Cool.
Would you like to join us for a song, Chris?
I'll let you guys do the decision. That's your vote.
Oh, I hope you're getting ready to dance around because we've got a pretty good track coming up.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
You're listening to Generation Next.
Generation Next. Love it.
Oh, they cut my grass. It's Generation Next. Christian, our guest for today, and Tim and Dylan.
Are you still there, Christian?
Do we still have Chris?
Hello. Oh, hello. Hey, what's going on? Just a quick question about the organisation of the Youth Parliament. Mm-hmm. You said earlier in the interview that you came from the Swinburne team, so I'm guessing that sort of the political parties in the Parliament are divided by what school you come from?
Not really. So basically each team's about six people, and we have four chambers, two in each house. So, of course, we've got the lower house and the upper house in the simplest way. And we've got four chambers in there and the team. So as Premier, we take the pretend line as the government, and we've got our opposition, and the same is reflected in the upper house. And that way I think we can really nut out the best way to put forward these bills and to get the best solution out there. So it really, you know, whoever's putting forward a bill, there's going to be someone to oppose it, just to make sure that the best bill comes forward that we actually present to the state parliament.
Yeah, that's really cool. Can the public come in and watch the debates in the youth parliament?
Absolutely. So today we had a lot of guests. We're also at parliament tomorrow and on Thursday, and Thursday is going to be our closing ceremony as well, and the galleries will be open. And, we definitely welcome everyone to come by, and the adjournment debates, which are the ones that are presented by individuals on whatever they feel is most important to them, some are really heartfelt. So just
to confirm, is this at the Victorian Parliament?
Yes, Victorian Parliament.
Cool.
On Spring Street.
Ooh. Hey, Chris, if you had the whole nation's attention for 5 seconds, everyone in the nation's listening to you, what would you say to them?
Make love... Not
wool. nice answer. Tim?
You're a part of the Aviation Society. Would you be able to explain a bit about that?
Yeah. So the Aviation Society at Swinburne is basically an organisation that I head. We're just a university organisation that creates a bit of a social environment and just get people interested in aviation at wider Swinburne camp. So, yeah, that's basically it.
That's pretty cool.
And if anyone wants to get involved, I guess, with next year's Youth Parliament team, how would they get involved?
Yeah, so applications generally open in the lead up to Parliament next year, which is around about the same time as this year. Mm-hmm. And they can basically just Google YMCA Youth Parliament, and from there they can get some awesome information. They can actually look at what we're doing right now, definitely look at the Facebook. Youth Parley is also on Twitter. So, yeah, we're very accessible. Oh, we just got an Instagram as well.
Oh, cool. Well, Chris, we'd love to have you in studio coming up shortly. When would you like to come in and have a chat with us, have a face-to-face with our Youth Parliament?
Me to come over there.
Yeah. When do you want to come in?
Oh, man, I would be so pumped for that. We're at a residential camp for the whole week. It could be next week. But, yeah, maybe able to find some time between then. And, I'd be happy to talk a lot more about the positive change that young people in Victoria are making.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming coming on the phone
so
and talking to
me.
Us. No worries. Shall we go to a song?
We might kick it off with some CSAs and then a song.
Yep, cool.
Cool. You're listening to Generation Next. You're listening to Joy 94.9 Generation Next with Dylan Tim. And we were just joined by Christian Tagle, who's a youth parliamentarian, and I have a crush on him.
He was fantastic to chat to.
Oh, he was. Very, very smart. Look, we did get one final queer question messaged in. This one's a bit of a serious one. Thank you for messaging in. I keep being cyberbullied at school. Every day my Facebook is covered in really hateful messages. What should I do,
This
Michael?
Is really, really horrible. Because I know that I know like a few people that have suffered from cyberbullying before, and people used to disregard it as something that wasn't that big of a deal, but it really does have a huge impact on people.
This makes me sick, to be honest. Yeah. Keyboard warriors, they get me fired up, and not in a good way. I think, Michael, what you want to do is you want to, if you haven't already, turn your Facebook settings to all private. That way, no one can just troll your page. And cull all your friends on your group. Make sure that people that are on your friend, in your friend bank, are your friends and not these people that are trolling and making all these really nasty messages. I really feel like my heart goes out to you, Michael. That's horrible.
Absolutely. And I know that a lot of schools now have a no tolerance policy towards cyberbullying. So if it does persist, even after you've tried to get rid of it, then I suggest screenshotting it and taking those screenshots to
the police, because it's actually harassment.
Yeah, you can take it to the police or you can even take it to your school. But either one.
I'm a bit more drastic than some.
But absolutely. I mean, those are three, like, easy options. Or not easy options. They're quite, I don't know. They're options that can help solve the situation.
That is very true.
Actually, before we go to a song, we should say that one of the Generation Next presenters, Matt, is not going to be joining us for the foreseeable future, I suppose. He's chosen to leave Generation Next, which is really sad.
Our heart does go out to Matt. We hope everything does start getting good as soon. But we're starting to dwindle in numbers here. We've got Emma going, Lee, now Matt.
This all happened when I joined, so I feel like this might have had something.
What did you do? Told you to wear deodorant.
I'm sorry. But now we actually have a song by the Silver Sun Pickups called Skin Graph, and I really love this song.
Oh, who doesn't?
It's wonderful. But yeah, this is Generation Next.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside. It's gay school.
Beautiful from us.
We should go on a talent contest.
It was really baritone, though.
Oh, that's the only way I roll, Timmy. We are here for another episode of Gay School. Now, the first ever national roundtable on LGBTIQ health and wellbeing issues was held in the Sydney offices of the Australian Human Rights Commission last week. They focused on three key areas: health, medical, legal, and regulatory and social services. That's more than three.
Whoever wrote this up is mistaken.
Wrong. Next. But, oh, yep.
I think we should probably talk about what we think the most vital services that LGBTIQ people should have access to. And I think in terms of, on a really fundamental level, I think that we should have access to for schools and stuff, some counsellor support.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's a really big one that people need to tackle and stuff like that.
I don't know what it's like in the past. I'm not going to say how many years it's been since I've left school. But when I left, it was transitioning to, there was a bit more support, but it was still kind of like, oh, you're gay.
Yeah.
Tim, you're still in school. What's it like?
Well, at school, at my school, again, not going to say the name, but, I've had some really cool support from the counsellor people from my school. I think a lot of the teachers at a lot of schools now are really open about it and they're willing to talk to anyone that really needs help about it.
That's fantastic.
I don't think there's any, I don't think there's any stigma attached to being openly gay.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, the annual Queer Student Conference began today in Adelaide, celebrating its 21st birthday.
Yay.
It's still a youth. Ouch. The conference focused around developing grassroots and educational resources to support queer acceptance.
It's lovely.
It is quite nice.
A new news topic is last week we spoke about how the Queensland LNP government is repealing surrogacy for same-sex and
thanks,
single
Campbell
couples.
Newman.
Yeah, he's a bit of a jerk. But they've now introduced a penalty of 3 years three-year criminal sentences for people who try to bypass that law. And
3 years
seems a little bit harsh.
Oh, that's disgusting. Thanks for bringing really, really horrible, unjust treatment. That's disgusting.
But this is coming from the openly homophobic government in the country.
So I'm a proud Queenslander, and I'm disgusted, absolutely disgusted by this.
It's really, really horrible. I mean, I don't know. I don't even think you can really put it into words.
I don't think so. But, well, we're really running low on time.
Yeah.
We've got to smash out some CSAs. Stick around for a second, guys.
Yeah.
Generation Next.
We basically just came back to say goodbye.
Yeah, we did. Because we love it here, and we love our Generation Next fans.
We do.
Please don't forget to message us for queer questions. We love hearing and helping.
Yeah, we've had a really cool response from people who have been listening to our show, which has been lovely.
We have indeed. Jump onto www.joy.org.au, follow the links to get to Generation Next's page, and then we can go from there. And absolutely, send us your queer questions, any advice that you need help on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening to us this week again. Next week, I'm not sure who's rostered on, but it's going to be a fantastic show.
I'll be here. Oh, and also, just finally before we go, another Minus 18 event will take place next Monday with the When I Grow Up Underage Dance Party set for the Greyhound Hotel in St Kilda. It's a 17 and under event. As always, be smoke, drug and alcohol and homophobia free.
Fantastic.
Yes. Here is an older track, but a great track. It's The Vines, Get Free. Thanks for tuning in, guys. You're listening to our Generation Next.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.